Welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast from www.englishwithkirsty.com. Here I'll be sharing with you tips, information and other learning resources so that you can improve your business English.
And welcome to the English with Kirsty podcast. Today we have another guest interview. I'm really looking forward to this conversation. So hi, welcome, Bogdana. Could you tell us something about you, what you do and who you are?
Yes, hi Kirsty. It's an honor to be here. I'm very happy to join your podcast. And to introduce myself, I am Bogdana Teglaș, founder of Brainiad Marketing, a full creative digital marketing agency. We work worldwide, and I am also not just the founder, I'm also a passionate marketing enthusiast, strategist, and I like to say about myself that I help people to bring to light their ideas, their dreams, and their businesses, of course.
Okay, so who are the main people that you work with? What kind of customers do you have, and how do you help them?
Most of them are small and medium companies. I have also, we have also portfolio for a bigger company like, Vodafone, Bitdefender, I'm sure you heard about it, or such big companies. But we have also design products mainly for startups, for small companies, medium companies, and so on, so that they can scale or to improve their awareness, especially in digital.
Okay, so in terms of the smaller companies, I know that you're based in Romania. Do you work with Romanian companies, or do you work across a wider geographical area with people?
I work also with companies from Romania. That's how I started 10 years ago. And I really love, especially now lately, I also personally, I'm involved in some projects, especially if they are some, for example, I had a client which had a very, very unique business. For example, jewelries from milk, from nursery milk, you know.
Okay, I've heard about people doing
it's very, very unique, and it's very challenging to promote that, because it's not all the people are agree with that, but I admire the ambition and determination of the owner to pursue her dreams, and that's really what gives me the fuel also and the excitement. Oh, let's do this, let's bring your business to life, this is excellent. So this is just one case, also in fashion, in real estate. Honestly, it's about projects which say something, or businesses or stories. After all, it's about people behind the business. So for me, it's very important to whom I have a partnership, and how I can help, and how we can resonate, and we can achieve some goals together.
Because that means that every day is different. Every day is interesting because it's a different story, it's a different product, it's a different type of market that you're trying to reach.
That's why I love marketing and digital marketing, because you cannot say that, oh, I'm getting bored of this job, this became a routine. No, everything, what was yesterday on top, today might be not so, or it's very fast changing environment, and especially now with all the challenges. So it's really you don't have time to get bored, and to do right digital marketing you need to really love it. Otherwise it's a hustle.
It's a struggle to learn.
Yes.
So So this is a podcast about languages, about language learning, about people who are interested in languages. And I know that you speak multiple languages. So how would you say that that helps you as a business owner to have access to these multiple languages that you speak, or even to learn new ones? Because I know that's also something that you're interested in.
Yes, it's really helping me to develop a business. And after all, I could not do it if I wouldn't know at least English at a professional level. I still have to learn, and we will definitely speak after our podcast more about it, because I am the kind of person who wants to improve all the time. So I know that's a lot of place for improvement. But I think we need to be open and to think about why we need to learn that language. For me, it was easy. I simply, for example, with English, from school, when I had the first class, it was just like that, just like went very smoothly. I like it, I enjoy it. Not to mention all the cartoons I watched when I was in that period, a little girl, and learn from that. And somehow after that, movies. And of course, I made classes and courses to get also later business language skills. So it's very important. But most important is, I will say, if somebody wants to learn a language, should ask themselves why they need that language to get the business done. They have a business in that country, they simply like the country, they want to visit, they want to learn something new. So I will make like that was each of us need to ask themselves these questions.
Yeah, because it's much easier to make a plan about how you're going to reach your goals if you know what your goals are. I always start like that with new customers, for example, like, you know, what are you learning for? Okay, a lot of people that I work with are learning for business, but some want to travel. Or I think with any language, it's easy to find better materials or to find the right people that can help you if you know why you want to do it. And so that you can plan smaller steps to reaching that goal. But ultimately, you know, it's very different if you're learning business English, or if you want to travel, or if you want to, I don't know, read certain books or something like that. You need to know what the goal is. And sometimes the goal changes. Like with my Romanian adventure, it was nothing to do with business for me at the beginning. It was something that I wanted to do because I knew some Romanian people and I thought it would be fun to learn their language. And okay, now I do use it a bit at work. So your goals can change, but you have to have one to start with before it can change.
Yes, that's true. I have a similar one. For example, 10 years ago, I've been like a tourist, first time in Germany, and I didn't understand nothing. And some of them, they didn't understand me in English. So it was a really struggle, like a tourist there, to enjoy my trip. So in the moment I came, I arrived home, I searched on mighty Google courses, German courses, in my place, where I lived. And next week I went and learned German until, let's say, B level. So I've been very, very determined about it. I said, I need to learn German. That's not possible. This is something that I need to learn. So it was some kind of need, but it wasn't a business, or I didn't have partnership or that to use that, or friends to speak in my circle. But I had that drive. I want to learn to know German. If I'm going again in Germany, at least to not struggle in the stores and on the streets to ask for something. So, and I really had fun to enjoy, and I enjoyed learning German. Even though it's really different from English, I'm speaking now from grammatical side, and how I felt it, and to not speak from comparing with Romanian language.
That completely different.
Yes, it was really challenging. Long. I know you mentioned you know also German. And yeah. You know that they have that multiple words together in one word. So that was a real challenge for me to get to, because I am a person of communication. I always like linguistic, and I've been excellent about it from school. I went to competition and so on. So it's not a problem for me to learn a new language or. But that was a problem to somehow assimilate that information that suddenly I need to put three words in one to express myself. That was really challenging.
And to think about that when you're doing it, so when you're speaking, particularly to think in that new way, because that's how this language works, and whichever language you're learning to be able to express your ideas, sometimes that takes time and it can be a bit frustrating at the beginning. I remember when I learn a new language, my personality seems to change, and I'm not shy, for example, but when I started learning Romanian, I was very quiet and hoping nobody would talk to me, because then I'd have to speak. But yeah, it's learning to see how the language is different from your first or second or however many other languages you have, and then to start thinking in that way, so that when you communicate, it does sound like you, but it also sounds authentic in that other language.
Yes, that's very, very true what you are saying.
And now I think, because we were talking before and you mentioned that you're learning an additional language that more recently. How was that experience for you?
Recently, I started, for example, in 2-3 years ago, with everything what's happening all around. I said, okay, I need to put my focus in something productive. So I always loved the language of our neighbors, Serbians. It was really nice and enjoying hearing them speak, because it's very similar to Romanian, after all. Maybe you learned that, but officially Romanian has about 70% Slavic words in our vocabulary, so it's we have a lot of similar words with Serbian, you know. It's like it was very easy for me. And also grammatically, the place of words in sentence, the place of it's really similar with Romanian. So it was really easy for me. And I started online also. I found a very, very nice teacher with a very nice voice, which also been helping me for pronunciation and that's all. And I just learned it, and now I can say that I've been there many times last year, and people understood me. They asked me, they saw, say, watch me, and said, from which part of from where you are from, which part of Serbia? Because of course I made some mistakes, or I don't have accent and so on. And when I said that I'm Romania, it was like, super, super. Okay.
And I think people are happy about that, aren't they? They're happy that you've taken the time to learn. You've shown an interest in them and their language, and you want to learn.
Yes, and I during the years I made friends there, so it's really nice that we can commute from English to Serbian. And when we don't find the words in Serbian, because I still don't need to learn, we commute to English. So it's very, very nice too.
And it's good that you do that, because I can be really stubborn. It's like, no, I'm not going to use English. I will find a way. But sometimes there's no shame in that. If you really don't know something and the other person speaks another language that you speak, then yeah, it's not that you failed. It's keeping the communication going.
Yeah, it's very important. What I learned during the years, it's very important to practice that, to have to practice, to have somebody to speak with, because it's something what you learn like in school, and it's totally different when you speak and you know better that. So it's now, thanks to all the technology, I am in digital marketing and I'm using everything of it, making the best of it. But I think the technology could help us if we know how to use it. Now there are a lot of applications which you can improve your pronunciation in every language you want to learn. I used to use them to learn vocabulary and some, but also you need a people, not just an application.
They can tell you what sounds right. They can help you if you have a question. And apps don't always do that. Or they can tell, this is the right answer. Well, actually, there are three answers that could be right. And it just, you know, maybe it depends on the meaning or what you want to emphasize. But yeah, I think whatever happens, contact between people can't be replaced. And that's actually an interesting point in terms of what you do for a living. There's a lot of talk about AI in terms of communication, so marketing materials, writing content. Where do you stand on that? Is it going to help us, or is it going to cause more problems, or is it going to make life more boring for us because all of the content will look the same? What do you think about that?
I really started from when all the stories with ChatGPT, the famous ChatGPT, because he was the main who started all this hot topic. I started to use that, and in 2 or 3 months, now you have a lot of AI apps for everything, for basically everything you want for digital content. And they are very good but you need also to have some knowledge and to know to use them right. Like I said, technology could be very good if we use it for our best purpose. Not to say, I will use this app, I will make this article, post it, I will be rich or some. There is two ways now, two ways and two different sides. The one who finding hustle and promoting hustles, side hustle, how to make, I don't know, 3,000, 40,000, and so on, dollars, euros, fast, just use ChatGPT, just use that application, write some content, and so on, and so on. I'm sure you saw them because they are all over. And I think that way it's very wrong for especially new generation, because it's missing the foundation, you know. And you can they jump to that without a foundation. They help that they will, and I don't say that they cannot earn money. They can, but it's not a long term one. It's for instance, maybe somebody will buy from you that, I don't know, article, visual, or what you are saying. But I think it's the main for them. It's a problem.
It's not sustainable, is it? Because that's going to get old quickly, and people are going to start to want something more. Again, something a bit more
exactly.
Authentic, personal. I don't know. There are no
exactly, and that's the problem which I see in that direction. But otherwise, you can use it, for example, for research, and with good background and. Good skills, you can save a lot of time. For us in our agency, it's very helpful, and really For example, when we have a really new niche, it's really helpful. We save a lot of hours with that because we got information, research, and from that we can work with. It's a basic point. Anyway, in my agency, I used to search for people which they have they are specialized in some areas like copywriters. So I'm going specifically for every niche. So in that way, but with AI, to short that, it's very. In short, you save time.
You save time if you think about how you're going to use it strategically rather than using it for everything and thinking that it will solve all of your problems, because there are still some things that are better done by a human. I think it's the same with all new tools, isn't it? Like people, there's like a middle ground that's good. It's people get really excited and want to use it for everything, which isn't helpful, and other people want to reject it completely, and that isn't helpful either. It's finding the use case in your business, how it can be helpful, and making sure that you've got some kind of quality assurance checks in place to make sure that you are still producing your best work.
Yes, indeed. And otherwise, like I said, there are a lot of application and tips and tricks everybody can use. And for example, I mentioned startup before. It's like for a startup, which now, for example, starting on the market, have no so much knowledge, budgets for marketing and so on, it's really very useful just to give some direction, because but that is the point where many, many startups failed. They start to act randomly without a strategy. And this is where I insist on them. Doesn't matter how small you are, or if you are entrepreneurs, freelancer, or you simply want to promote something like extra, like a side hustle. You need to have a strategy, and that's not only for online. You need first to have a business plan, a business strategy. And still, this is some, for many people, this is something like a science fiction topic, you know. It's, but I just need to make money. What you are, that's starting the real challenges for us and for them and so on.
And the same with marketing, because even if you have a strategy, I think very many people start their own businesses or want to be a freelancer because they're passionate about what they're doing, but they don't necessarily have a background in sales or marketing. I certainly didn't. It was, I knew something about teaching. I knew something about communications because I'd worked in communications, but the whole idea of marketing was just my biggest nightmare. I then worked with a marketing coach, and that was really good. But I think it's a skill that many people lack when they start working for themselves or setting up a business, and yet it's something you need if you want to grow the business or attract new customers. You need some kind of marketing strategy as well as the main business strategy for what you're trying to achieve with your business.
Yes, it's always about where you are and where you want to be, where you want to go. So, and the story about it's what it is in the middle. You can go very fast, like with a drone, if we speak in that terms. You are there in 1 sec, but you will not stay there forever if you got like that. I am more in traditional way to make a foundation, a solid foundation. And even if the results, I always said, I'm saying this to my clients, let's work, because it's important to have a solid foundation in your brand and to start to consolidate that or to make that, depends on the phase they are. But and then the results appear just they shown. It's not like some kind of magic or everybody saying how you can do that. It's like those who have passion, which are patient enough, they will see the results. That's the main characteristic you need to have also. You need to have patience and to be persistent in your strategy, in your communication, in your messages, just like with learning a new language. Mm. If you are not persistent with making exercise, with watching videos or speaking with your coach, teacher, I don't know how you want to say it, it will not bring you to point, to finish line. That's for sure.
Yeah, and sometimes like in business, like with learning languages, the first part is actually the hardest part. If you start learning a new language, the first months or so are actually harder than when you start doing more complicated things with that language, because the more advanced you are, the more words you have available to you. If you don't know something, if you want to explain something, you can do it in a different way. But at the beginning, you're like a child, a small child. And if you can get through this first part, then you can really start to enjoy it. That's been my experience. And I think you're the same with building something for your business as well. Sometimes the first parts are the hardest because you don't have a customer base, you don't have a reputation, you have to work. But if you are patient, as you said, and you do the work, then you will start to see results.
I always say right action at the right time in the right moment. That's my that's my motto.
Yeah, and where can people find out more about you? If people want to connect with you or to stay in touch with you, what's the best way to do that?
Yes, they can find me on LinkedIn, Bogdana Teglas, or they can find me on our agency, brainyadmarketing.com website. And there are a lot of informations and tools, and they can get in touch with me also.
Okay, I'll add all your links to the show notes page so that people can find you from there. But thank you. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for sharing your experiences. It's been really interesting talking with you.
And thank you for inviting me. Yeah. I really had a great time in this interview. So maybe it will be another one.
Yeah, let's stay in touch. And for everyone else, have a good week. And we'll be back again soon with a new episode of the English with Kirsty podcast.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the English with Kirsty podcast. If you have any questions or comments, my email address is kirsty@englishwithkirsty.com, or you can go to www.englishwithkirsty.com/podcast, where you'll find information about the individual episodes.